So first, do you think there's a chance that Bellinger, Neal, and Bredesen will be back next week? And where do things stand with Aziz?
Yeah, I think all those guys are improving. You know, they'll have 3 good days of treatment here coming up, and, you know, we'll see where we're at on Monday.
After watching the film, did you think any of the guys who filled in on Sunday stood out? Did anybody stand out as playing well?
Yeah, I'd say all those guys that you know, haven't been playing a lot that were forced to play, competed well. They played hard. There's certainly things we can improve on, but those guys competed hard.
Why was the offense going so deliberately on the fourth quarter drive after Dallas went up 28-13?
Yeah, I think we were just trying to call plays that gave us the best chance to stay, you know, two-dimensional and not just make it a pass game there, being down 15. You know, we had a set time we wanted to score by. You know, are there times we could have been a little faster? Sure, but I think we wanted to execute and give ourselves a chance to move the ball down and score, and we got to the third and 25 and put us behind the sticks a little bit.
And then the last one that we have is, do you think you should have mixed up the approach on third downs to less man and blitzing since Dallas was having success?
Yeah, I think Wink and the staff do a good job of talking in between series and, you know, calling the things that they think are going to work, you know, not just on third down, but on each and every down and trying to execute it the best we can.
The first one I wanted to ask about was Odell. There was a report out there that he's visiting you guys before the Cowboys, and their visit is December 5th. So is there anything you could tell us about when he's coming in here and why you guys have taken maybe a little bit more measured approach than some of the other teams that are falling all over themselves trying to recruit him?
Yeah, I'd keep that in-house right now, Rye. That's kind of where we're at with it.
Okay. Would you even confirm that he's coming in for a visit this week, or you without saying the day, or you can't do that?
Yeah, no, I'm gonna talk to Joe here. Joe's out on the road, you know, at some schools. So Joe and I will reconvene later today.
Gotcha.
Yep.
When you look back at the tape, did you see that fourth and one as a possible touchdown, Brian? Not just a first down, but a throw there that could have been a touchdown for you guys.
You never know. I never go as far as saying that because obviously you have to execute the entire play and there's chase, but. I thought we had an opportunity to convert it and keep the chains moving.
With your pass rush, you would know this probably better than anyone as a guy with an offensive background. Kayvon had 5 quarterback hits. Dex had a game recently with 5 quarterback hits. Leo had a game against Seattle with 5 quarterback hits. So you guys are hitting the quarterback but not getting sacks.
Right.
And I'm wondering how much of a difference that is, how much you guys need to finish those plays because – obviously, pressure is good, but pressure on 2nd and 2 leads to 3rd and 2, not 3rd and 9, like a sack. So how big is finishing these plays? How much do you need to actually get the quarterback down, not just pressured?
Yeah, well, I do think we're doing a good job of getting him off the spot and you know, making him throw it faster than he wants to throw it. But obviously, when you can get the quarterback down and you can move offenses behind the sticks and put them in, you know, more passing situations on the next down, that's always helpful.
Okay, Maddie, I'm happy to let anybody else go, and then if I can, I'll ask a couple at the end for some other guys.
Yeah, we'll come back around to you.
Thank you, Maddie.
Ed Valentine. Ed, you're on mute.
Sorry, Dabes, how are you this morning?
Morning, Ed. How are you?
Good. I got to go through my list and see what hasn't been asked here yet.
It's all right. If you ask it again, no worries.
let me ask kind of a big picture question.
Sure.
You're 7-4. You've got a shot at the playoffs here. Beginning of the year, that might have surprised a lot of people. Do you look at the big picture and remind guys that they still have, you know, a good opportunity in front of them at this point, despite the last couple of weeks, or do you just tunnel in on Washington and focus on that?
Well, certainly, Ed. I mean, the whole season obviously is in front of you right now, and we have a long way to go. Obviously, the rest of December here and early part of January. So, you know, we have to focus on getting ready to play Washington, but. But you're sitting at 7-4. You put yourself in a position to play meaningful games in December, which is important. You know, last year I think we were 7-6 after 13 games. So, look, anything can happen in this league. I've said this before. It's a humbling league. You can be on the top of the mountain one week and, you know, fall off the next week. And the biggest thing for us is to remain consistent and in the things that we try to do each week to give ourselves the best chance to win. Do they always work? No. But I think a consistent approach is the best approach.
If I can ask one more, one sure. of those things that hasn't really been working for you guys recently is the run game, at least as it pertains to Saquon.
Yeah.
You guys, is there something that you need to do better? Is it just that defenses have really been locking down on him, or is there something you guys need to do better to free him up?
Well, I think we can do a lot of things better, not just in the run game, but in the pass game, on, you know, in the red zone, on third down. That's just not offensive side, that's on the defensive side as well. So, you know, certainly, obviously, they know Saquon is a player that we like to use a lot. But, again, yesterday we try to start out the game by mixing it up and get ahead of the chains. And, you know, usually we've been a pretty run-heavy team other than the Jacksonville game early on. Some of the thought process there was to, you know, try to protect against those defensive ends, move Daniel a little bit. But, I think, you know, we'll look at that like we do every week, Ed, evaluate things we can do better and, you know, harp on the execution of it, the fundamentals of it, the schematic stuff on the coach's end of it. So it's all-encompassing.
Thank you.
Yep.
Tom Canavan.
Hey, Brian, how you doing?
Good, Tom. How are you?
Good. I was kind of thinking the same thing as Ed, and I was wondering, I know it's next man up, but when your line is banged up, how hard is it to get the running game going with when you throw new people into the mix?
Yeah, these guys have been here for a while. They've been practicing, so, you know, we make no excuses about anything like that. We just have to do a better job.
And the other question I was thinking about was, Kenny didn't have a big role yesterday. Was he just not in the game plan that much?
No, we mixed him in there. And again, you know, a lot of our passes were, you know, roll out naked type passes with people coming across the formation. Again, that's a difficult defense to just sit there and drop back. You saw what they did in Minnesota the week before. So, you know, that was, you know, we had a particular way we wanted to play. Obviously didn't get it done, and you know, get ready to go against Washington.
Thank you.
Yep.
Russ Salzberg.
Hey, Brian, how you doing?
Good, Russ. How are you?
Good. You know, you said it just a little while ago, and quite frankly, you've been consistent with saying it all year about we have to stay consistent each and every game, look at what's in front of us. But realistically, Brian, with all the injuries, how difficult is it for you and the coaching staff to have these guys be consistent when, you know, listen, you're playing backups and sometimes they're backups to backups?
Yeah, again, Russ, I think the thing that we do is just control our controllables, and the players that we have on our roster, we're confident in. It's our job to try to put them in the best positions we can. And certainly we can do a better, you know, job at that and, you know, trust the players that we have. And, again, I think a lot of those guys stepped up and made some quality plays for us. So, again, we've all been in this league a long time. There's no excuses. Everybody goes through injuries or, you know, losses, things like that. You come back, you stay mentally strong. You look at the things you need to fix. You stay consistent with your approach. With improvement in mind, you own what you didn't do well, and you move on to the next week.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Chris Bisignano.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Coach, just two quick ones.
Sure.
First one, I think it's safe to say you weren't too happy with that illegal man downfield negating the Hodgins penalty, but after looking at it on film, do you agree with the call?
Yeah, I'm not going to you know, get into whether I agree or not agree. You know, they called it. Obviously, the referee saw something to call it, so, you know, there's nothing we can do about it. We got to go ahead and get on to the next play. It's a hard job that those guys have.
Okay, fair enough. Coach, just to piggyback, I guess, Russ a little bit, you might be getting back some offensive line personnel against Washington. How much does that allow you to do what you want to do with those jumbo packages, kind of freeing up Dan a little bit more, and obviously if you get Bellinger back?
Yeah, the more guys you can get back, you know, the more things, obviously, personnel-wise, you can utilize. So, you know, what we try to do each week is whoever's up for the game, we try to have packages for however many people are in there, you know, that we think will give us an advantage. So hopefully those guys are trending in the right direction and, you know, take these 3 days to get as healthy as they can go, and we'll see where they're at on Monday.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We'll take a couple more from Ryan.
Thank you, guys. So these were some of the ones the other guys sent me, Dave, so I appreciate you taking
it. You got it.
You gave them today off, obviously, and the last time you had some elongated time off during the bye week, you had an incident pop up. So did you send them off today with any kind of be smart, be careful message with that in mind?
Yeah, yesterday I just said we got to, you know, take a few days, get your bodies right, get your minds right, be a pro off the field, and come back ready to go on Monday.
In regards to the defense as a whole, the offense as a whole, there's a stat out there that was your first, the Darius catch was your first offensive play throw 40 yards in the air this year. How hard is it to move the ball on offense when you're missing those explosive pass plays? I know you made a bunch on the ground, but you have the fewest 40-yard pass plays in the league. How hard is that making things on the offense?
Yeah, the less explosive plays, you know, the higher level of execution on a consistent basis you need to have. We have quite a few long drives, and, you know, you have to have usually 11 guys doing the right thing to operate an efficient offense, you know, 14, 15 plays in a row. So anytime you can get an explosive, whether that's a run or a pass, that certainly helps, because it just eliminates some of the situations that you'll be in throughout the drive. You know, the third downs where it's usually advantage defense, and they're, you know, again, on the road in a tough environment against a defensive line like that, that can, you know, get after the passer. You know, you take away those, that helps you, no doubt about it.
Last two, were any injury up? We know Flott's in the protocol. Any other injury updates out of that game?
Sure. No, I think we came out fairly clean here, Rye. So, you know, nothing I think that is going to, you know, kind of go into next week, but we'll see. You never know what can come up. Those guys will get treatment, and, you know, hopefully we'll be in, you know, improved shape here on Monday.
And then the last one was Jihad Ward after the game was pretty impassioned. I want to make the playoffs. I don't care what our record is. Playoffs, playoffs. And a lot of your guys don't mention the P word. They don't mention playoffs. They kind of take your lead. Is this the time of year where that's good? Like, focus on the playoffs, have the main goal in mind. And is this where it kind of helps you that you never got too high when you were 6-1 or 7-2? You kept the message the same as it is now that you've hit a bit of adversity. Do you like the guys talking about the playoffs, and is this where your message really resonates because it's the same as when things were going well?
Yeah, again, I think I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I just think consistency helps, you know, in the seat that I'm in. It's certainly you don't want to lose games, have bad performances, have bad decisions, have bad play calls. You know, you take a lot of pride in what we do, and, you know, we know, just being in this league a long time, you're going to face a lot of this stuff. And it's easy to get down on yourself or get down as a team. And I think the important thing is to just keep the main thing, Ryan, is, you know, what can we do to help improve, you know, the results? But again, I have no issues with how these guys prepare, their competitiveness, how hard they work during the week, how hard they play during the game. So I think if you just focus on those things, that takes you, you know, that takes you each week with a consistent approach. And, you know, that's what I believe in. So do I like to lose, or do we like to lose? Hell no, we don't like to lose. But I think that you have to keep the main thing the main thing. And look, every team in this league, you know, from the start of training camp on, has certain goals they want to achieve. But I think you have to, you know, make short-term goals throughout the season as you go along and be consistent with that.